Once again, the final score is the St. Louis Rams, 31, the Orlando Breakers, 7.
Losing 31-7 to a team that lost 12 games last year.
You gotta expect that, Aiden.
Why? Why? Why do I have to expect that?
Because it keeps happening.
I wonder if we're getting booed. We deserve to be booed.
Actually, most of the fans have been pretty supportive.
Oh, yeah, what about my friends in the upper deck that keep throwing things at me and cursing me every game?
You mean the Hayden haters?
It's just a couple of huckleberries don't have anything better to do.
A couple? They take up a whole section.
Make it sound like they're organized or something.
They come in a bus, they dress alike, they even have a song.
That's just their way of enjoying a game. They don't mean anything by it. You can't take it personally.
What's going on?
Weevil wear.
Oh, great.
Hey, whoa, wait a minute. What are you wearing?
This is my new Florida hat. It again looks like it's got a little fan in there. Keeps my head cool, like a cool tropical breeze. Yeah, I put fans in all kind of clothes. Wouldn't pants be great? My hair's caught. My hair's caught. Help me out. Help me out of there. My hair. God. Doggone it.
Maybe pants wouldn't be such a great idea.
Anybody interesting on there?
No. Most of these guys we didn't want in the first place.
Oh, this is good. This is very good.
What?
This is a takeout menu from that new Chinese place.
You're having restaurants fax menus here?
Isn't technology great? I mean, one day the actual food will come right out of there.
Guys, you know, we got to get better quicker. We can't keep relying on draft choices. We got to get some credibility now.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Bill. Did you see anybody you liked on the waiver wire this morning?
Nope.
Did you even look at the waiver wire?
Nope.
Well, Bill, you're the general manager. As a general manager of a professional football team, don't you think it's your responsibility to look at the waiver wire?
You'd think. But we all know that Doris makes the personnel decisions, so I don't care.
Well, what do you want, Bill?
Something very unusual happened today. My phone rang. I figured it was just a wrong number and I could go back to my big ball of rubber bands, but it was a sports agent from Canada. He was calling to tell us that Bo Whitley might be available.
Bo Whitley?
I figured since he was your quarterback in college, you'd want to know right away.
Bo Whitley's coming back?
Word is, he's asking for a 5-year, $25 million contract. There's no way they can pay that in Canada.
Can we pay that here?
What are you asking me for?
You're the general manager.
You keep saying that like it means something. Ask Doris. Maybe you and she and her dog Charlie can have a meeting. But if you will excuse me now, Doris has something more important for me to do.
You still working on that mascot costume?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get her to go with the sand crab. But she has her heart set on the goose.
Can you imagine if we got Bo Whitley?
Do you think you'd want to come here?
I don't know, but I bet he's going nuts up there in Canada, listening to all those people speaking Canadian, eating all that Canadian food. You ever see the stuff they try to pass off as bacon? It's just a round, flat piece of dried-out ham. Who do they think they're kidding? That really makes me mad.
$5 million a year. Coach, you think Doris will go for that?
Well, Doris is a little eccentric, but when it comes to business, she can be a very reasonable woman.
Let me hear you quack. Flap your arms and quack.
Quack, quack.
Put something into it. Come on, run around and quack.
Quack.
Quack, quack. Quack! Quack! Damn it! Quack! Quack! It would be great if we could get you to lay a little egg.
Excuse me.
Oh, Hayden, I'm so glad you're here. Is there something weird about this? I mean, something is just not striking me right. There's something wrong with his quack.
Well, first of all, Doris, geese don't quack, they honk.
That's it. Don't quack anymore. Honk.
Thanks, Hayden.
Honk. Honk.
Oh, that's perfect. Now, go outside and get some public reaction. Go on.
Thanks again, Hayden.
Sure. Honk. Honk.
Honk. Isn't that adorable?
Oh, that's another great idea, Doris. Listen, I think I may have found a solution to our quarterback problem.
Oh, good. Because I have a big quarterback problem.
What's that?
Why is he called a quarterback?
What?
All the other names make sense. A center stands in the center. A kicker kicks. A receiver receives. Why isn't he called the thrower?
Well, he doesn't always throw, Doris. Sometimes he takes the ball and he hands it to the running back, and sometimes he keeps the ball himself and runs it. I mean, he's in charge of whatever happens with the ball.
Oh, but then quarterback is a completely inadequate name. He should be called the ball master. I'm going to call the commissioner today.
You do that. Meanwhile, I think I have found the perfect ball master. His name is Bo Whitley. I coached him in college. I think I can get him to sign with the Breakers. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. He's expensive, but he's worth it.
How expensive?
$5 million a year for 5 years.
$25 million for a quarterback?
Ball master. Doris, I wouldn't ask you this. I know it's a lot of money, but I think it's exactly what this team needs.
Oh, Hayden, our seats are all sold out. We don't have to spend any more money.
Doris, we got to show the fans that we're committed to making this team better so they come back next season and the season after that.
But can you guarantee me this Boo Radley will win some football games for us?
No, it's Bo Whitley. And it's not that simple. There's 22 starters on a football team. It takes more than one man to make a difference between winning and losing. It's not like basketball.
Oh, maybe I'll sell the football team and get a basketball team. Would you like to coach basketball?
Doris, I'm a football coach. I can't coach basketball.
Why not? A gym teacher in my high school coached both, and he taught math.
Doris.
I had such a crush on him.
Doris, let me put this to you in a way that I think you'll understand. When you go shopping for a handbag, do you go after the cheapest handbag you can find, or do you want the best one there is?
What do you think?
What if, in order to get the best handbag there is, you find that you got to spend a little more money than you think it's worth?
Well, I've done that.
Why not buy the cheap handbag? It'd do the same thing as expensive one would.
No, it would not.
Well, you can keep your keys in there and your money and your makeup.
That's not the point. It sends the wrong message.
And what message do you want to send? That you're a sophisticated, intelligent woman who cares and knows what the best handbag is and is willing to go out and get it. Am I right?
Well, I'd send someone to go out and get it. But you're essentially correct, yes.
Well, Doris, then I'm asking you for the fans and for the future. Please, don't send this team out on the field with a cheap handbag.
She's never going to give him the money. No way she's going to go for $25
million. Well, she went for it.
She did? $25 million?
Yep.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's not coming here. He's Bo Whitley. No way he's going to come here.
Huh? Well, all I got to do is talk to him.
You can't talk to him. He's Bo Whitley. No way you're going to talk to him. We won't even be able to get his number.
Got his number.
Oh, great. He won't be home. There's no way. He's Bo Whitley. No way.
Oh, would you stop?
No way.
Would you just stop?
There's no way. There's no way.
Just stop being so damn...
No way.
Oh, yeah. Hayden Fox. Hey, how you doing? Bet you got no idea why I'm calling. Bo, I hope you're going to give us a chance. I mean, the best years of my coaching career were with you, but
Oh, well, thank you. You didn't have to say that, but thank God you did. Hey, Bo, I've been talking about you with our owner. Now, she's a great lady. You're going to love her. And she says the money is no problem. So why don't you come on down, check it out, and we can talk. Great. Great. Oh, I can't wait. Thanks, Bo. He's going to come down tomorrow at 9.
No way he's going to show. Morning, Doc.
Hey, Luth. Hey, what are you doing? Those are for Bo.
He's not going to show up.
Even if he does, he won't eat jelly. He's Bo Whitley's, no way.
Dubinsky here. Oh, yeah, hold on. There's some guy from the Sentinel. He's asking about Bo Whitley. What do I tell him?
Don't tell him anything. Play dumb.
Bo who?
Hey, guys.
Oh, thank God.
What's the matter?
There's some guy on the phone in the report. He wants to know about Bo Whitley.
Jeez. What'd you tell him?
No, I didn't tell him anything. I tried to play dumb. I don't know if it worked.
Don't sell yourself short, son. Yeah, this Hayden Fox, what's it? Look. All I can tell you is Bo Whitley's under contract to some Canadian team. Hey, don't you guys have anything better to do than chase down every rumor that comes up? Hey, Bo! No, Bo Bridges, my favorite actor, just walked in the door. Yeah, better go now. Bye-bye. Oh, Bo, you look fantastic.
Oh.
Congratulations on everything.
You too.
Oh, and thanks for taking the time to come down here. I mean, I know you're meeting an awful lot of people.
I am happy to make the trip. You are the best coach I've ever had.
Thanks.
Hey, Bo, you remember me?
Sure, Coach Van Dam, sure. How are you doing?
I'm cool, brother. I'm in the house.
That's nice.
So, what, was I the best defensive coach you ever had?
Well, I played quarterback, Coach Van Dam.
Yeah, I know, but with that against Georgia, you played at safety for one down, remember?
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you're the best.
Huh? Hey, Bo.
Hey, Dauber. Hey.
Hey, was I the best special teams coach you ever had?
Well, actually, back when I was at Minnesota State, you mostly just filled the Gatorade coolers. But you were the best Gatorade guy I've ever played with.
So is this your first trip to Orlando?
Yeah, it looks like a pretty nice place.
Oh, it is. It's a great city, Bo. And the Breakers are a wonderful organization. You know, sometimes with a new franchise and everything, you're worried that it might be a little amateurish. But since we've been here, we have been completely surprised about how professional this organization is. This is a very classy operation.
I have a great way to start every game. Instead of laying an egg, watch this.
Egg, egg.
Play ball.
Bo, I'd like you to meet our owner and general manager.
That was delicious, Christine.
Well, thank you, Bo. It was my pleasure.
Isn't she a great cook?
Mm-hmm.
Tell you, Bo, you come to play for me, she's going to cook a big meal like that for you every night. Well, some nights she'll just grill.
Okay, because today is special for a big special guest. I make a big special cake.
Yeah, what kind of cake is it?
I try a new one. This is a carrot cake.
Oh, I love carrot cake.
That is so sweet of you, Martine.
You like carrot cake, Bo?
Love it.
The hell is... What is that?
It's a carrot. A carrot cake.
Yeah, I know it's a carrot, but what the... You put a whole damn carrot in there?
No. No, I put six. I like the recipe say. Enjoy.
He is a very nice man. He just has a little trouble with the language. Let's be glad he didn't try sponge cake.
I can't believe it's been 4 years since you played for me. Hey, you remember the Pineapple Bowl?
I'll never forget that game as long as I live.
Oh, told old Jake you were injured. Man, sure faked him out.
The whole team thought I was injured.
Then you come off the bench for the last play of the game and you throw a touchdown. My gosh, Jake looked like he'd seen a ghost.
Oh, those are great memories.
I think that was the first bowl game I went to where I didn't have to buy a ticket.
I don't think I ever enjoyed playing football more than that day.
We got a lot more days like that left in us.
Mm. I got to tell you, it's tempting, Coach. It really is.
Hello? Oh, yes, he is. Just a second, please. Bo, it's your agent.
Can't keep him waiting. Thanks, Bo. You can take it in the study. There's another phone in there.
Thanks, Christine.
You remember when I first recruited Bo? He was transferring from another school. Everybody thought he was too good a player for me to get him. He wasn't going to come to a crummy team like Minnesota State. But he believed in me. And all of a sudden, we weren't so crummy.
Well, he obviously thinks the world of you.
Mm, I think the world of him. Now, Christine, there's never been a player that understood what I was going for, like Bo. I mean, these guys that are playing for me now, I mean, I feel like I have to explain myself 100 times to them. But Bo's not like that. He seems to know what I'm doing even before I know. See, every great pro coach had a relationship with a quarterback like that. Tom Landry had Roger Staubach. Bill Walsh had Joe Montana. Vince Lombardi had Bart. Everything okay?
I've got an offer from another team.
Well, that's to be expected. Who are they?
I can't say.
Well, you're not going to take it, are you? Bo?
I think I have to, Coach.
Wait a minute. What about you and me? I thought you said that I was the best coach you've ever played for.
You are. You probably always will be. But this is business.
Yeah, I know it's business, but we agreed to pay what your agent was asking.
Well, that's just salary.
Salary? $25 million is just salary?
Coach, you got to understand. This other situation is in a major market. There are a lot more opportunities off the field. Endorsements, merchandising, maybe a broadcasting career when I'm through playing. My agent sort of implied that those opportunities may not exist here.
What'd he say?
You know agents.
Well, come on, Bo. What did he say?
He said, this team is a loser. He said that a pro quarterback has maybe 7 or 8 years tops to make all he can. And I'll never do that if I sign here. And he said that even though he knows how much I'd love to play for you, by the time this team is any good, you'll be gone.
Hey, you're not going to fall for that, are you?
I'm sorry, Coach.
When did this become about merchandising and endorsements? Bo, you're going to make more money than you can ever spend, no matter where you go, son. I thought this was going to be about me and you, you know, about building something like we had at Minnesota State. I mean, what happened to the kid that turned down Nebraska and Miami and Notre Dame to come play for a coach that he believed in? And that coach believed in him. And what happened to the kid that didn't care whether or not he played in a major market? He just loved to play the game of football.
I haven't played the game since Minnesota State. It's not a game anymore. It's work. I'm sorry I wasted your time. Bye, Christine.
Bye, Bo. Good luck.
Bye, Coach.
Now look, when you play us, try not to make us look too bad. You understand?
Did we get him?
No.
Told you he wouldn't come here. He's Bo Whitley. There's no way.